Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good to have you here this morning. 721 Dave Lee with you on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline. Some moisture here in Minnesota to the north of St. Cloud, all the way up to Brainerd and toward Duluth, and then also south as you go down towards just to Mankato, that area. And Rochester is going to be kind of a wet, rainy day down there as well, and then right down into Iowa. So we'll keep you posted on the weather here on WCCO. Let's talk with Dr. David Hilden, though. He, of course, is Vice President of Medical Affairs at Hennepin Healthcare and a practicing physician there as well. Dr. Hilden, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Dave. I'm doing great with this January day or whatever this weather is we're having.
Yeah, we're going to be for a high today, Doc. It's going to be about 21 below normal for a high. So,
good.
You know, it wasn't long ago.
No, I grew up here. I like winter. It was beautiful. So I just got to wait to rake the leaves one of these days.
Yeah, that might be a springtime project for you, I'm afraid. We'll see. Hey, I do want to ask you about, I saw that the deputy director for infectious disease at the CDC said yesterday that we in this country are experiencing what he called a distressing trend with the virus cases increasing in nearly three quarters of the country. And I would ask you, Dr. Hilden, here in our local area, how's it looking to you right now?
Well, we're seeing the same thing, Dave. And this virus, this whole pandemic is it's a saga or a play in many acts. And we're entering sort of a new act of the play here. We're no longer seeing cases that are just in hot spots. And that's how we were seeing it back in the springtime. There'd be a hot spot in some town in western Minnesota or in Hennepin County in downtown Minneapolis. And it would be in pockets throughout the state. That's how it was. And that's how it was, frankly, in the whole country. You know, it's like, okay, it's in New York this month, and it's in Texas the next month. And now we're seeing it sort of blanketing the country. And that is indeed the case in Minnesota as well. It is no longer just hot spots in certain places in our state. It is in most every county is seeing cases most every day. And so that is concerning because it is evidence that this thing is sort of blanketing Minnesota like a mist now. It is spreading it's not under control. It's a fire that is now kind of spreading out of control. And so for us in our every hospital here is kind of worried about that. Deaths are on the rise about a month after the case is starting to rise. And that's exactly what we saw, what we see with this virus. Deaths happen a few weeks after the cases go up. And now that the cases are going up in a rather concerning fashion, we're very concerned that deaths are going to go up as well. So it is evidence that what we're doing in our daily lives makes a huge difference. And just because you might know the person you're with at the dinner table, or you might go to your family members at a different house, or you might know the people in your community, you can still get the virus from them. So our personal behaviors are going to affect what happens in the next few months, I think.
ICU unit, how is it at Hennepin Healthcare?
Well, we have a few beds left, and right now it's a little more busy than it was perhaps when I was talking to you last week or the week before. So we're on this slow, steady climb in the ICU. One thing we're optimistic about, or maybe that's not the right word, we're hopeful that flu won't be as bad this year. Well, I'll go with hopeful, because that would make it would put us in trouble. But right now we're still doing okay. It is interesting though. We're hearing from our colleagues in surrounding states. I wonder if Minnesota can take some of our patients in their beds. That's not an encouraging sign when your neighbors are getting to that point where they don't have bed availability, and that's certainly the case in parts of eastern Wisconsin and parts of North Dakota. When that happens, then there's going to be a higher demand for the bed. So right now we're doing okay. Right now we're going to keep our fingers crossed, but we are heading a little bit in the wrong direction in our ICU. What we do have is enough ventilators. We have enough testing kits. We have enough personal protective equipment. So sort of the issues of six months ago are no longer the case. Now it's just the sheer number of patients that are possible that is a little bit more concerning, not the supplies.
Is the timing good right now for getting our flu shot? You made me think I'll probably do that today now, Dr. Hilden, and as we kind of close in on the end of October, is that a really good time to get her done?
It actually is. I got mine last week, and now we're encouraging everybody, wherever you can get it, whatever one you can get your hands on, all the flu shots are in ample supply. They're all adequate this year. So, yeah, now is actually the perfect time. We're starting to get, if you wait a few more weeks, then it's actually getting late and you're losing out on the protection because flu, especially with this cold, dry weather that we're having, the snow notwithstanding, the air is dry in the winter and in our indoor places. So flu is a risk. So you should get your flu shot today or this week. Everybody should. We're recommending that to everybody over age 6 months old. So everybody older than a baby should get their flu shot.
What are you going to talk about Sunday morning on the show?
We're going to talk about a non-COVID topic for a change. We're going to talk about breast cancer. We have a radiologist, Gretchen Butler, and a mammographist, Leah Hahn. They are two experts in breast cancer. And we're going to talk to people, men and women, but the women and the men who love them, about what it's like to get a mammogram and the importance of getting a mammography. So it's going to be a great show about breast cancer.
Dr. Hilden, I look forward to hearing you Sunday, as so many out there in CCO land will. Thanks for your time this morning. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Absolutely. Have a great rest of your week, Dave and everybody.
He's Dr. David Hilden again, Sunday morning right here on WCCO. It's a great show and so timely, obviously, right now, especially. 7:27 is our time. We'll have that jobs report come up with Steve in about 4 minutes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.